Maren Hassinger, and the works we're going to talk about today are 10 Minutes and Diaries. 10 Minutes was in 1977 and Diaries was in 1978, so that's really a long time ago. But I do remember the events. It was Easter Sunday of 1977, and a group of us got together in David Hammond's studio on Slauson Avenue in Los Angeles. And I worked with several people. Some of them I had known from dance classes. Some of them I had known as fellow artists. One was my ex-husband. And we all got together. The tallest person laid on the ground, his length from arms above his head all the way down to his toes, was used as the side of the square that we performed in. The performers were all dressed in white, and around the perimeter there were also these white branches. And the requirement was that they move nonstop for 10 minutes. There were certain actions followed by other actions followed by other actions. One of the actions was to lay down the perimeter. Another action was to move around one another. Another action was to stand tall with arms above head. Another action was to be on the floor itself. And another action was to interact, holding the branches with one another. At the end of 10 minutes, the dancers or performers or movers left the perimeter. Diaries was a year later, in 1978. It also had members from the dance class that I was taking, which was actually a Lester Horton technique class that was taught by Lelia Goldoni and Yvonne de Lavalad. Those movers, performers, dancers were in Diaries, as well as a couple of other friends. I asked each mover to compose a series of movements based on their daily activity. Once they had these series of movements, I asked them to make it into a phrase. For instance, let's say your movements were brushing your teeth, running to catch the bus, having lunch in a cafeteria, checking out of work, and watching TV in the evening. All of those activities had to be joined into some kind of order that could be repeated. Then I asked everybody to do these phrases from beginning to end several times. And then I just watched them move and move and move from one phrase to the next. Each of them, there were six people, through their phrases. Then it looked like there needed to be a way of ordering it, setting some motion that they all did at the same time. That ended up being them simply standing in a line and jumping straight up. I thought of it kind of like a period at the end of a sentence. The still photographs of Diaries were taken by a man named Adam Avila. He was working at the time at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art in the photo department. The photos of 10 Minutes were taken by an architect named Rojo, who occupied David's studio after he left for New York. So that's why, you know, really now I can look at these photos and I can remember those moments. In these 10 Minutes in Diaries, the main people I was working with were artist friends, including Sangha, and members of the dance class that I was taking. Over the years, off and on, there have been other collaborations, usually involving movement. People have their own ways of moving, have their own ways of thinking, have their own ways of doing, and the best products come with the least direction, I think. So that's been the nature of my collaborative response to working with others, has been to have a very light touch and to let the people speak in their way. I definitely feel that performance is an extension of sculpture, just as I have always felt that my body is totally involved in the making of my sculpture, performances, videos, installations. Where would we be without the body? You know, that's my feeling about it.